I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, Tara, again back to this Divine Design podcast.
Yes, Om Swastiyas too.
Yes. And the first you said when we connect, it is go time. So yes. This podcast will be about it is go time. This is the time we have waited for.
Okay, so what do you mean when you say that?
You said it to me.
Yes, but I want to know what you feel it means.
Yeah, I feel the same as you, because you said we have a divine connection. We feel our essence. It really wants to blossom. So if you don't do it, we will feel pain in our body. We will feel resistance, so we can't try to resist it. But it is we ourselves that pay the price, because we are pushed into our divine design, the light essence of us, if we want or not.
Yes, yes, yes. And the only way that we can move into that blossoming is to embrace, it's like a seed is in the ground and it's designed to go up into the light. So it has to push against gravity and all the worms and the roots and beetles and everything that goes in, and it just accepts it. Just keep going, or you light a match. And the flame always goes up, no matter where you put it. Mm. And so if there's, at this moment in time, if we're expressing any kind of reaction or resistance, we will feel it so immediately.
Yep.
Because the surrounding energies of, the light, the cosmos, all the stars, everything, and the consciousness that humanity is building up is so strong like now. It's just kind of like this fierce mother saying, no, 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 no.
Yeah, I feel it also. I was really kicked in 2024. Now do it. Because actually what I did in 2015, 16 and 17, since I saw what comes in my future. I tried to do it in 15, 16 and 17 because it was shown me. And it's like, why isn't it happening? Because I have shown that this will happen. But in 2024, it was like, now is your time. Now you can do what you have saw, because now you are ready. So wee! And it is go time. And it's not only me. I have been prepared to do what I said yes to in 2013. So I have actually prepared for more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's my go time, and it's a lot of people's go time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And each of us have a different switch on point.
Yep.
Depending upon our souls, journey to discover itself, basically. And the reason I experience it now is because I'm not separate from the collective consciousness. So I pick it up, when it's ready then, because then I know, oh, good. Then, because I've always been what is said ahead of my time, and I thought, well, I'm right now. How can I be ahead of anything? I'm only now,
I'm so glad you said that. I have heard that you are so ahead of time, and no, we are now, but it's like you are saying the same as I experienced, because we kind of feel in our body what will come. We are connected to Mother Earth, to nature, to everything.
Yes, and that energy is is a lighter energy than the body. So, which is what you were saying, it took you 10 years or whatever to get to 2024 on a conscious way. Well, yeah, because the vision, we're bringing the vision in to incarnate. And it's not a simple vision to fully incarnate.
Nope.
as our birthright, joy, which is what we're all here to do if we are choosing to do it this time around. So it's never in our timing. It's never in our timing because God, cosmos, universe, that magical mystery, it already knows. We don't know the time. It's all a big mystery. So all we can do is respond to the energies as self-responsible as possible, really.
Yeah. But you also mentioned something about what is happening now on the universe, the sky, the astrology. And it's always fascinating. And that's not one of my specialty, but I know several people that, oh, this planet says this and that go that way. And it's like, oh, so we can understand what is going on. Maybe you will speak a little bit about that. What do you see on the universe now?
Well, my design is to see the larger picture first. And so I've always been just empathically in tune to that. And so we are, heaven incarnate, and so we are stardust and we are earth. And so the energetics of the heavens affect us all. We're not separated from them. So the more aware that we are of what energy is, because sometimes we'll be experiencing something and we go, what's going on? And then we go, oh, it's this invisible energetic that's happening, and it's something, and that's all kind of how I experience things. If In terms, I don't have any logical left brain. I don't look at it, oh, today this is that's it's just all a mystery, and it's all an experiment. So I just walk with curiosity. So in the larger cycles, I experience the astrological thing, and then I tune in to certain people who, that's their job on the planet to do that. So at this point in time, like in this eclipse that's happening
Yeah.
in these 5 days of energetics, it's Neptune has come into Aries, and it's the first time in 160 years. Now, one of my people gave all these facts about what happened 160 years ago, and it was all this incredible invention in all these different ways. Okay, because Neptune is the spiritual is the spirit is the clear, transparent spiritual realm, and then Aries is the one that's okay. Aries is going to take spirit and just get it out there into form. It's like it's a warrior. It's fire. It's like an initiator. It's the leader, it's the innovator. Aries is the innovator, okay? So that innovator, innovating energy is going to take all this ethereal, Neptunian energy that can just really sometimes just, oh, I kind of like the illusion. Can I just stay in here and just float around? Nobody wants you to really freely float in your true Neptunian nature, right? So this next 14 years, the reason why I say it's good time is because humanity has not been at this level of conscious awareness before. I
No.
mean, right? Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so. Even like in Lemuria, although I don't think there's been this many
No, I
people.
have been in a ceremony, too deep ceremony for 4 or 5 days, both have a little relaxed and then don't. And that's true. So it will show me that we have never, in a collective level, been in what we are going against. And it's so bright.
Yes.
It's so bright. It's like, is it possible? It's like it's blending bright. And because I have downloaded the new system and it's coming more and more subject into the school system, it's totally 360 degrees. So, yeah, it is. We are lifted now and it goes much faster. And we
Lifted, I
can.
like that. That's very much, I just, wings of grace, and just to allow ourselves to trust into that, that's really all that it is. And so with this air Neptune and Aries, it's practical spirituality is what it is.
Yeah,
So
that's
the
I'm
things
bringing.
that yeah, so the things that I've been doing all my life have been very, I'm a mystic, so it's always been very, very practical. And you know, I would say, well, fire your guru, you're your own guru. It's the direct thing. I mean, here I am mentoring someone, but I'm not like pretending I'm their guru, you know, I'm just their guide, right? So, and then my friend has developed a business chakra system, and she's been putting that, you know, into the field for the last few years. And then she left it and she started doing something else. And then she says, oh, I think it's now ready to go because I think more people are going to get it now, you know? So that's kind of like my first book was published, and but it wasn't published, it was bought by Shambhala Publications, was a pretty famous publisher. And the original title was Rape, A Gateway into the Heart of Compassion, because that was my experience. And they said, oh no, that's too harsh. I go, well, that's my experience. That's what you do, that's what happens. And then they called it something else. And then it ended up to be an orphan, so it didn't get published. And so people said, oh, it's ahead of its time. I go, no, I wrote it now. It's time. So now, and I've been doing that work all my life, right? So this is why it's very, very exciting for me, because I've been, you know, out there, you know, doing that, in that, you know, embracing. I mean, my gift is to embrace adversity with the alchemy of love, to transmute it into divine purpose. And so, you know, oh, you would just run over, fantastic. Then let's get going, you know.
I love talking to you because you are a mirror of me, and you said something, say, so I have wrote down a couple of things because
Okay.
so it's kind of sparking ideas. So, and I'm also a mystic and doing the same as you, and we do it. Both of us have been deep into the dark places and experienced life
Yes,
in a hard way.
yes.
And we have to have deep root. We cannot do the work we are
Yes.
doing if we don't have deep roots. So
Right.
even though we're talking about light and bliss and all this amazing thing, we have experienced life. And you say you have written a book, and also my health Bible, Think With Your Heart. It is also, I have birthed it in Norwegian, and to this year it will be birthed in English. So I knew that
Oh,
this
great.
was the year to bring it out in English.
Fantastic. I want to help you do that.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that would be fantastic.
Sorry, but I haven't shown it, so I will show it now since I have it here. But it
Well,
is
it's already there. What do you mean? Oh, it's in
in
Norwegian,
the
right?
Norwegian, so the English, I don't have it in the, so it's a Bible. It is very big.
It
And
is a Bible.
it
That's
is a Bible.
great.
Yeah. So it is,
Fantastic. It's beautiful.
I used very many years to, I think I used 6 years to write this because this is deep. This is really
Yes.
deep. So it is the old, how to go from the old to what we are in now. So
Oh,
this,
fantastic.
and it's a lot of stories and a lot of keys how to come up out of this trauma, kind of all this darkness.
That's great.
And since it's so many story, I bring a lot of story because we recognize the story in ourselves because we carry so many stories.
Right.
So it's easier
Yep.
to learn from stories. And it's 55 chapter and 50 resources. So yeah, and it's almost thousands pages. So it's big.
Wow.
Yeah. So I
That's
did.
so, when did you get it into that form?
It was finished in 2020. And I started making it when I was in the dark night of the soul.
Okay. Well,
And
that you weren't too dark if you were
no, but
writing that.
it
I
was
mean, I know what you're t I
yeah,
know.
it was in the end of my dark night of the soul. And it
Yeah.
actually started with the story of my son. So I wrote the story of my son when I was in this energy because he commit suicide and the dark.
Yes.
So the first chapter in this book is my son's story from birth to committing suicide and what he experienced and what led him to do suicide. And yeah, so the first chapter is a story and the other one is also story, but it's more kind of putting science behind it. So it's not si no science in the first chapter. It's just his story, how because he commits suicide 2 days before he would have become 22 years. He was born on the 4th of July and he commits suicide 2nd of July in 2015. So, yeah, so it's deep wisdom actually in it, and the English version now out. So,
Yay, that's exciting. Yes, it makes sense. It totally makes sense. Wow. Yeah, we
and what you
never
say,
know.
and also what you say, 14 years in this, we have help from the universe and the astrology, 14 years. Wow, perfect. And that's why we see so much coming up now.
Yeah, well, in the human design point of view and energetics, we're moving out of, I don't know how many years it's been happening, like a few eons. It seems like the cross of planning, which is very, very strategic and very tribal, and it's very tribal, so a tooth for tooth, that kind of thing. And in the next, like by 2027, we will have shifted into what is called the cross of the sleeping phoenix. So I'm getting chills right now because it's probably connected to this Neptune and Aries things, because that's pretty much what is happening, because the dormant parts of our divine design of our soul and consciousness that have been suppressed throughout the eons with food and medicine and actions and all this kind of stuff, those dormant parts of us, they still need to wake up in people. I mean, if we're already on the path, we just keep waking up, but I mean, but I really like that, because that's basically what you are speaking to in your own experience of, okay, here I'm the lotus, I'm in the mud, and I'm going to rise up, kind of thing, and the phoenix. But that's exactly how I felt when I saw my true face. I'll have to send you that. But I felt like this phoenix just rising up, and that's what gave me the charge to be able to, okay, let's use all this wonderful stuff for fuel to fuel my light, kind of thing. So,
And you have spoken to me about human design. So you are a little bit into human design. I'm not so into human design. But what I get downloaded last year, and also I get more and more, and I have started to create it. This is divine design. Because human design, and the most of the horoscope, and the most of this, what do you call it, plant, and we see the wholeness. It is from the psychology of us. It is kind of the patterns we are born with, and that's nothing wrong with that. But when we are now going into the new human, the multidimensional of us, we can step up to divine design. And divine design
right.
is beyond our psychology. We can choose to rise beyond the form that we have created on Mother Earth, all the ego structure and the
Right.
planet standing. So, yeah.
Well, actually, astrology and but mostly human design is designed just as you say. It is to It's an experiment, and it shows how each individual is uniquely designed, okay, energetically. So we all come in as this light, and then each individual has a different way to express it. So it is based on that light. So it is a way to integrate and to fully incarnate as that. So, and it's all energetic. So each person is in human design, each person is an energy, and all life is an energy, and it works with neutrinos. It's very complex. I'm just very intuitive, so I just pick up whatever I need to pick up with it and absorb it. But that is, and the psychology, and in terms of mystic, that is, we understand the psychology of the soul. So it In order to move into our divine design, we must be able to, the way my experience is to clear the heart, of whatever is obstructing it us from fully feeling our intuitive feeling wisdom, and to be able to feel that, and then to train the mind to be an ally of the heart, to be in service. And those two together then embrace the wounds of the ego, because without an ego, we're not going to even be talking here together.
Absolutely.
So if we embrace those wounds, then it starts to open up and integrate in with the heart mind to be the actor in to with the heart mind. So then that way everything will flow, we start becoming more of an instrument through which love and our unique divine design can grow. And that's what this next, what Neptune and Aries, because Aries is a very much of a person who's just going to go out and do it and do mutate things, and doesn't matter, you're going to go do this. So it's taken the spirit with it now. Not that Aries never did, but anyway, it's taking the Neptune. So it means that right now, this all can come together in the human body, and we can actually individuate as our individual divine design. So it's rather exciting, not that,
And what
14
we are
years
talking
old.
about, it is the new school system, because this is a part of the new
Yes.
school system. So it's so fascinating. But
Yes.
divine design is the next step of human design. It has been shown me that this is the
Okay.
next step. So it is,
Okay.
so it's perfect. It's not that one is better and worse. It is kind of, and next doesn't mean it's better. It's just, it's an evolution, and
Now,
we are
what do you
always in
mean by
evolution.
next? What do you be mean by next?
I mean that then we come to this multidimensionality, that we are not bound by any psychology, because when we go, you get into human design, that you have a lot of, you get your program from where the stars and everything was in your sign, but we can go beyond that when we are
Yes, exactly.
yeah.
Exactly,
So
exactly. And that's what this time is about. Yes,
and
and that's
that's what divine design is about.
exactly. Well, that's how I'm designed. Okay. This is how I got it from human design, is because I'm from the planet Maya, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing, is that certain designs within each individual design are divinely designed to already, like even in 1954, be born the way that you are describing. Okay? Way back then, and then in each successive generation, more and more are born. So the way that you're describing is the background frequency that is the rise of the sleeping phoenix, which means that my design, which is completely empty, which has no logic, which has no strategy, which would be defined as feminine, because it's just very, it's all open. Okay, that is what you're talking about. So no matter what our individual designs are, just coming from, because what the thing is about human design, it really guides us to be fully in the body with it, which is very, and it gives you energetic specific. I mean, it took me like 2 years just to work with one energy so I could like totally own it. Okay, totally own it. And so that's the good news about it. So whenever there is something that's created for human development, as long as we're in this form, there will be an integration process. And it will go more quickly. And I think of all the ascended masters and everything, of Yeshua. I mean, they came in with a lot of stuff. They came in with a lot already, and then they went through their dark sides and all this kind of stuff. And as the role models. So what's happening is then the children, the new children that are going to be choosing to come here, are already going to have more of an edge than you or I did from their from their choice of where the planet is and how the planet has evolved to support them in being completely open and available for intuition and telepathy and, whatever we're going to play with now. So it's fairly exciting. So
It's
that's exciting. I can hardly wait to read your to get more into what you're talking, your creation.
yeah, and I said yes to create the new Bible, and this is embodying your divinity. So now the cosmic Bible emanate your divinity, and this is how we live with it, how we integrate it. Because the first health Bible, Think With Your Heart, it is the path from being wounded, being sick, suicidal thoughts, and all the sickness that we have created on earth, and how to come to this place. But how to live from this? Because
Exactly.
I have, as we both have, works as therapists and guides, and some people come to us and then we don't see them for 10 years, then they come back. So it's kind of they going back, oh, I lost it again, and once more we try. So that's we choose. The free will is there all the time. So to integrate it and to hold it, that's
Well, the other
difficult
thing
for
is that
some.
each of us are designed to, we can only, we can only receive so much at a time. I'm always surprised, if I see a former student or client and go, oh, okay, because it's like, didn't we, it's all a mystery. We can only guide and whatever they're able to, pick up at that time or whatever, and wherever is in, because it's just always a mystery is a thing. So it's but one thing that since 2020 has made very clear is that, I mean, I posted a thing on my Instagram story of the squirrel saying, oh my gosh, this is really a great time, because now it's very, very clear who all the where all the nuts are, or something like that. So I'm going, yes, that's the exciting thing about it, because it is so, so clear what people are choosing. I'm going to choose insanity and fear and bizarreness and go protest and go, blow up Teslas. It's like, okay, fine. I'm not choosing that. I'm going to do this. If so it's like, it's so clear.
It's so clear. We are so naked. We are so naked. We think that we try to protect and have so much mask, but we are so naked because our energy and what we do, it tells us everything about that person. So all the protecting game is like, just put it down. It's not serving
Right. Well, one
anyone.
of the what I want to say characteristics of this time is to discover and learn and own the fact that the more open we are, the more protected we are.
And a lot of it, but we can understand it mentally, but to really understand the bigness of it, to really the complexity of it, it's like, okay, but how do I go there? It's like, because the surrendering part is hard on someone. The controlling pattern in us, it has deep roots. Control, control, control. So I see that I have worked with a lot, and me myself, I also have a deep control pattern. I was deeply had to control and routines and so I have been there. So it's not that I haven't been there. So I have lived a very masculine life, and then all the masculinity and the authority and kind of the control collapsed in 2013. Everything's like shoo away, and I was stripped. And I said, I had no identity. All my identity was away.
Great. Yeah.
But it's hard to be there. It is. I know this is a big gift to have your identity collapse and then kind of live from your divine design. But when you are in it, it doesn't feel great. It's hard, and it's sorrow, and it is a transformation and a surrender. And letting go. So you have your path, I have mine, and a lot of people now are going through that path. That is that it is go time. It is go time to do this process also. For a lot of people, it is go time to do this upgrading and to the new, to a bigger version of ourself, expanded version with more light.
Well, one of the things is in terms of control, is that it's like guilt. It was like given to us when we didn't have the words to say, no. Okay,
Yeah.
none of us are guilty of anything. Same thing with control. So when we shift, because language creates consciousness and consciousness creates our reality. So if we choose to feel that word when we speak it, control, feel what it is in our body, feel how that word tightens our body, and feel how it's coming from the mind. That is still running around and not hasn't dissolved into the heart and to our total emptiness yet. Then, when we feel that, then we know that, then we start to discover that we are only in charge of what we can choose in the moment. And one of the things that helped me in those early years of shifting that was that the children that a nannies are called charges. So nannies are mostly women. Well, I don't know about now, but women. So a nanny is in charge of the child, like a little duck, like just to kind of keep moving it around, not to control, not to condemn, not to judge, just in charge of the energy and making sure it's protected and that it learns, and that's it. So when that shift happens, then there's a relaxation. It's like control is like two tight fists. And when you start releasing it, then you have openness and you have all these different choices you can make because it's open. Oh, I can do anything. So I feel like that's one easy it because if we say something is hard, then that's a mental thing and it's putting on more suppressive energy. There is no hard, there is no soft in ultimate reality. There just is energy. So let's just work with the energy that's being experienced in this moment in time. And if we need to name it so we can own it, then let's name it. And let's name it a name that works in terms of that's organic to the body and to the soul, basically, and to the energy there. So it's really, it's a whole really language thing, basically.
Yeah, it is. But I love what you said about these nannies because you just described the new teachers because that's what we will do as teachers in kindergarten and school system. We just hold because we are soul aligned. We are connected to all the parts. So the teacher and the kindergarten teachers are the most important in the future.
Yes,
And we know
yes,
that we can learn
yes.
as much from the children because children come with genius to us if we just listen because
Right.
they are open. So the first new teacher, they have really to open up to the listening to the children because when we really listen, they
Yes.
come with diamonds, so much gold. They hold
Yes.
keys, new keys.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because I was a step parent to a child born in the 80s. If he committed suicide, and I don't know how old he would be now, but during that time, a lot of his schoolmates were committing suicide because they'd all come in without the proper support, basically. And it was just, the earth was just like too crazy, and it was no big deal to kill somebody. Well, we're just going to come back. You know, it was very, very interesting to see that. And so that's one thing. And so because I was a step parent, and Jonah was a teenager and using drugs and stuff, so I went to the drug things, and I was the one that was awake and everything. Nobody wanted me to leave, and I go, no, anyway. But the thing that I with the parents, they all wanted to be a friend to their child. And in that way, the child, well, there are no boundaries. There's no responsibility. There's nothing. So as I've had children clients who were like 3 years old, and they remembered their past lives, and I've given them advanced Buddhist teachings because it was going to help, all this stuff. So I've worked with a lot of children that have come in, and whose parents think, want to give them medication, want to do this. And I go, no. So I've taught teaching the parents, this is your child, and this is a star, literally. So they worked with it, right? And so what I've been noticing now then, because I just had this interaction with the 12-year-old Russian boy that was very strange. I found him looking into my bedroom window, and I caught him. He says, "Oh, I'm looking for the cat." I go, "You were looking in my window. Could you please leave?" "No, I am not going to leave. There's no reason for me to leave." And he was very, very, I mean, it was so bizarre, Aunt Peggy. And it's not unusual, because I've seen enough children to know that that's, and I felt like when he left, like maybe because this is Bali and there's a lot of dark spirits hanging around, like maybe something had happened. But I also know the parents are pretty responsible for what the kid at 12, I mean, I know 12, I know how 12 is, but still, with his kind of energy, it was like I was talking to a robot. It was very scary. And it's
But
not the first time I've
maybe
experienced
he
that.
did. Do you know? Maybe because I know that here the some t 10 year 11 years start to use drugs, so some kids start to use
Oh, he
drugs.
doesn't. This is Bali. He would. No. You can't.
You can.
No. You
Okay.
get you get executed,
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
Wow, I
his
know there was.
parents are Russian. It doesn't. Yeah, that could be, but no, I know it wasn't. I know it was. I know what that looks like. No, it was very. So I am shown these little moments, so I can kind of. I know that this isn't the only human being. You know what I mean? I know it's amplified in other areas, because I know so many kids who are like, just like, yay, I'm so happy the future is coming. You're all so wonderful. I know mostly all those I know. And then, every once in a while, so it's like going, okay, well, this is all very interesting to see how at that age, the soul is still choosing a harder path, I guess. And I guess because there still needs to be contrast for all these kids that are going, yes, okay, we're there, there still needs to be a contrast, is what I'm just learning as I'm sharing this with you now.
Yeah, the feminine and the masculine dance. But what you also spoke about, you spoke about how the new teacher will be. It's like holding, no, this child don't need medication. It remember past life, so we have to kind of embody and help it
Right,
bring it for, so
right.
this is the new school system. So the new teacher will have to be therapist and psychologist. Is like working, because a lot of stuff will come up now. We have to balance out what we have created. It is the soul and the parents and the ancestor. So it will be a very deep task to hold this space because so much will come up. We will start to remember, and start to remember, as we spoke last time, it's a lot of sorrow there. It's a lot of hard lessons also.
Yeah, well, I just think of Rudolf Steiner. That was his, because I worked with kids in the Steiner, and when I lived in upstate New York. So it's yeah, so it's gonna take a while. I mean, because the right now, I mean, at least in the US, the education system's starting to break down. But yeah, well, yeah, it's gonna, and in the last couple of decades, there's been more and more homeschooling and more intimate schooling, and so it's been very exciting to experience that. Yeah, because the children, they are the future. My goodness gracious,
And also to remember what we do for our children and grandchildren, we do for ourselves because we will incarnate again and again. So it's not that, no, I don't care because I just think about myself. Well, you will incarnate again. You are eternal. So if you kind of, no, I'm just in my ego, I just think about this life. Well, you will get it back.
Yeah, I feel like that's the kind of the, in terms of the bifurcation so clearly, is that the, yeah, we can see who's choosing that very clearly, is the thing. And so like on Bali, they're all choosing the bifurcation of hierarchy and everything and greed and stuff. So but it's really wonderful when I see, someone in their 20s or 30s and speak to, like, oh, well, this timeline. And they really, they, and yeah, we first are introduced to it. It's a mental thing. But there, I see so many young ones who are actually actively integrated and are moving the new, what you're speaking to, timeline forward in their own, in their daily living. It's very exciting to see.
But Tara, you said that a lot of children in a period commit suicide, and there was a lot of shooting and killing. What can you speak a little bit about that? Why it was so much for a period?
Well, what I got and what I learned from my stepson, and then talking to the other kids that, he was around, was that their souls came in before they were ready and before they had the support somehow. So they chose that, but also chose to be, to kind of a role model of what can happen. And there's not, and like with the parents, the kids that I worked with that were very much awake and their parents weren't, I mean, neither were my parents, yet the frequency, I was there, there was nobody there for me, right? So, and these kids would, it was almost as if, the pain was so intense that it didn't, that, and they also had the awareness that they were just gonna leave and come back, or they would just leave. Like, that's what was so interesting about it. Now, some of them could have like had dark energies or whatever, but the ones I talked to didn't kind of feel like that. It felt like there was some purpose that they had come in, like as a role model, to see what happens. Like if you come in and there's no support, well, okay, fine, I made a mistake, I'm leaving. It's like there's all these different things. So it's good that you're asking me. I mean, it was decades ago, but there, it was like during the 80s, because even before I started doing the intuitive integrative healing, I was traveling around the world in a theater company and in working in colleges, and we'd do improvisations, and that was the stories. Those kind of stories. And it was like, it was the 80s, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, in another podcast I made with Verla, the suicide question came up because I spoke about an earlier life I did in the 1300, and
Right.
I commit suicide when I was 19, and I was, as you described this young, I was so awake, I was so light, and I knew that I could go back, but I chose a tribe that it was so much violence, so much sexual abuse. So I was so sexual abused, and I chose this life to lift the tribe, but when I was there, it was so painful. So I gave myself to the animal, not to make shame on
Yes.
my tribe, but to that was enough. When I was 19, I have to go home. This experience is long enough.
Right.
So
And
in
that's
when you.
actually what I experienced with these kids. Okay,
Okay.
that's exactly what I experienced with these kids. You said it perfectly. That's exactly what I felt because I was so excited to meet Jonah's friends because they were all this like they were it was just they were just amazing kids. And
Yeah.
then actually one did commit suicide, and then Jonah did a few years later with drugs and stuff, and it's like, and I realized that they're so sensitive. Now I was just a step parent and a parent, you know. I mean, I had clients, but none of these kids were my clients, so I couldn't, you know, really do anything other than be present and support them. And because I've had many people that I would just meet all along my life and be that per the last person they talked to before they hung themselves, you know. So okay, fine, great, but. So, but yes, that's exactly what I experienced with kids. So there was a whole generation that came in, at least in the United States, because there was a lot of kids doing the guns, you know, and stuff like that in the 80s. And
Wow.
you were born in the 80s, though, right?
No, I was born in the so 1973.
Oh, three. Oh, right. When I was 18. Okay, good. Okay, yeah, that's an, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, but yes, that's exactly what it was. So that's what I meant earlier when I said, well, they were excited to come in, but they weren't ready. You know, like, yeah, let's go do this. I mean, but then, as you know, like right before we crown our head, we go, oh no, what have I done? I mean, we all have that moment, you know. And if we don't, if we come through and we don't really totally accept, you know, this is your choice, and if you don't, then okay, I'm out of here.
And it's I don't know why, but the last it's some a lot have come in this Mars. I have had so many downloads and so many teams have come through, and one of them is suicide. And I never watched videos or films, but it will show me the Avicii. Avicii is a Swedish boy who committed suicide in 2018, and he was famous and he was such a star. And they have made a lot of film. They made a film right after he died, but now they had an upgrade, and the parents bring a lot of recording from his childhood because he was so supportive. So we could see that, oh, he had such much supportive, but the pressure on him, and because all wanted a bit of him, and he said, I cannot do it, I cannot do it. But and he tried several times to pull back, but he said the anxiety is taking over. And he was so gentle, so soft. He had the same personality as my son Alexander. Everyone loved
Oh.
Alexander also because he was so soft. He was there for everyone, like Avicii and like the people you now talk about. Me also, I was so soft and so light. So a lot of light beings, a lot of soft, empath soul choose to commit suicide. And that's we really need them. But I understand why we do it, because to be on Mother Earth, it is hard. It can be hard. So I'm sorry, I understand we should choose our language, but we also I say this to
It can be
understand how to treat.
challenging. Challenging. It's challenging. It's not hard because hard is a is something. This my laptop is hard. You
It's
know,
masculine.
it well, it's not man. It say masculine. It's just energy. So hard means that it's very solid. Life is not solid.
Now that's
Life as a human being. So we are given different energetics that are challenging.
I'm not, yeah.
The higher frequency that we are, the more challenging they will be. Like I signed up to have a lifetime of a plethora, an overabundance of adversity. I've had, what 10 people, 20 people could have in one lifetime. And so there were many moments when I wanted to say, okay, I'm out of here. God, beam me up, And I didn't because I was always compelled by love.
I'm so glad
So
you
that's
said
what kept me here. And that's what kept me here. I go, no, I'm here. So let's just learn what this is all about,
Yeah. I have also
So.
experienced, just like too, like my friend said, well, you are experienced hundreds life in one body. I don't understand, but we have chosen it. But yes, sometimes it has been hard, and I know that I have prayed, please take me out of here. I don't want to live anymore. So I have asked for guidance to I'll go out of this body. So yeah, but I'm glad that I have been there wanting to go out, because the pain can, you really feel the pain. And being highly sensitive, so I think this is the most important aspect. It is challenging to be an empath and to carry the light, especially when there are so much darkness.
Well,
So
you know what? The thing is that when we're just a little bubble of light and we get to choose, we forget what it was like to feel and the pain of being a human. We forget it.
we do.
Okay? So all of that pain that rises up is our forgetfulness. And that forgiveness says, okay, God, beam me up. This is not what I signed up for. And God says, yes, you did. You just forgot. But there's a beautiful, beautiful film called Wings of Desire. It's a German film. And it was created, written, and directed by Wim Wenders and Peter Handke. And it came out in like maybe 1980 or something, and which was a pretty good foretelling of that decade, I should say. But all the angel scenes are in black and white, and all the human scenes are in color. And all the angels hang out in the library in Berlin. And the opening is just phenomenally masterful. I went to see it in Chicago in the wintertime. I was like one of the few people that were there. It was the opening day. And the opening pulls you right into the angelic realm. And the angels hang out in the library. So here's the person in the book. And so they're reading the people's thoughts, right? And so then, you see a person standing on the ledge wanting to jump, and the angel says, no, it's okay. And the person jumps anyway. And so one of the angels falls in love with a trapeze artist. So he says, okay, I want to come down there. But he forgot about the pain. And so that's what you learn in this movie, how to be an angel with pain. And in so much love, so much divine love for another human, that you will be in that pain.
I love that you say
And
that. Wow, because you talk to Colin, I talk to Colin, and we have done a lot of integrating together. And what has come true is like Colin see that, oh, we have become a light angel. We have never embodied so much light that we are doing now, and all of us are going to this. So every time I feel it now, it's like I feel all the earth. I'm so open. I'm so totally open. So the light I carry, you carry, Colleen carry, and more of us are carrying, we know that we are angel in form. So we know it, but it doesn't mean that we don't feel anything. We actually feel more. But we know who we are in essence.
yeah.
So the new children, the new babies, they come in as so pure, so much light. So if you just can hold, be a holder for them, we just need to hold. That's all that is required of us as mother and fathers and teacher, to hold the space and let everything come up.
Yeah, first the parents need to be taught how to do that is a
Yeah, they
thing.
have to come in their heart coherence themselves.
Well, I'm on Bali and there's tons and tons of Westerners coming here with children, so there's a lot of so there's a lot of children.
But do you have the Steiner School at Bali?
I'm sure there is one here. I'm sure there's one here. I know there's Montessori school here, and there's other kinds of schools too. I mean, there's all kinds that people create.
Yeah.
So,
Well, this type of school, Steiner and the new school, they hold a key for the future school. So it's easier to upgrade them than to go to the regular school system. So we have to start with the Steiner school and the Montessori school.
Okay, I'll volunteer to help do that. That sounds
Yeah,
great.
you already embodied it. You already embodied it. So it's perfect. I thought about it. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember when I don't know before 2000 after two I don't know 2000 oh I was in South Korea, so it was 2008. I was teaching and I would meet kids who were just like really of such high vibration, and it was just so exciting to see it. It was just very, very exciting. And they, I taught in the public school system, but I was very rare. They actually let me teach the way I wanted to teach through creativity and let the children teach me and things like that. It was very, very rare. But that's how I got to be able to be a more, I think, more. Influential help on those little ones that were so much more in higher vibration. So I was really grateful.
And you remind me of one, I want to share one episode. I helped a child that was bullied and had a hard time. And this child was so light, but he was bullied, and I don't want to go into it so people will know him again. But I helped him, and he helped me to go even higher in light and consciousness because he was so high in his vibration. So he hold a key, and he was so misunderstood, and he was bullied and had a hard time and didn't want to go to school. Of course he didn't want to go to school. You get bullied and you had a hard time. And I spoke with him and were connected to him, and then wow, he lifted me so far up. It's like, wow, you are really light. So the children hold a key for us if we just listen to them. They are so light. They really can help us to expand our light. So children choose parent, and if we as parents really listen to our children, they will help to shed our light, to shed our patterns and what we have.
Yeah, I follow some families on Instagram. The Rainmaker family is one of them, and it's always wonderful to see the little girl tell the dad, like, "Dad, no, that's not the way to do it," and dad will go, "Yeah, well, tell me more," and dad will go, "Yeah, you're right," Now, as a professional parent and a step parent, I was always like that. I don't know anything. I know everything and nothing, and you're here to teach me. We're here to play it together and guide each other and have fun, no matter what. I mean, I'm going to listen, but it's really very exciting to see, to see this very clear, discernible shift, and that, it's the parents. The parents are also consciously choosing the child. It's very clear that that's happening. I mean, when I hear, people like who's 40 years old and say that, oh, I know, my friend in Sedona went to some, I don't know, light Sedona thing with all these people, and Eon was in it, Ryan. Rion, I was with him. I was on a panel with him for the Conscious Media Festival in Austin. I haven't seen him in like 7 or 8 years. And he's just this fireball of energy. And he started out by saying, well, each and every one of us are from another place. So, I mean, so it's just so, okay, this is it. And so we can own it. We can own that energy because unfortunately, Bali is like the spiritual materialism place of the world. So you meet a lot of people who say that, but they have no idea what it is or, anything. So it's really nice to be able to that I every once in a while I get to go, okay, it's real. People are really doing this. It's like exciting, because that just helps in terms of the divine design. Because, that's what I mean. It's like with human, when I came into human design, it was like 13 years ago. But it really allowed me to be more in my body with all the different frequencies and energies that I was experiencing, and know that each of them had a place in what they were doing in my Mayan template, or from Pleiades template or Indigo template or something. It's like, okay, so you can own it, so you can own it all basically and fully incarnate as it.
Okay, so you say that human design is 13 year. I think it's just a year or maybe two it has been in Norway. So I was like, okay.
What?
Do you say that human design, you had the human design in Bali and 13 years ago?
I was introduced to it 13 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, we had it just a couple of years ago. So it's like, okay, so it has just come to Norway.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a couple of,
Really?
yeah, so it's like, what?
It's been around, I think, for three decades at least, 3 or 4, I don't know. It's been around. Because Ra got the download during a Uranus transit. Yeah, well, like with anything, like the Tao Te Ching or anything that comes through, people are going to control and use it and not, so one thing that HD does is it very clearly shows you how your mind is not in control. And if it is, then you're not in your divine design, So, but as with anything else, people take it and use it before they are, it's just, it gets distorted very easily,
It is.
corrupted very easily. Especially the other thing is in terms of the younger generations, like they, they're 35. Well, I want to make money with this. So it doesn't. You're only 30. There was a gentleman here that died of a embolism, and he was only 35, and he was very, very giving and influential, big business, and very heart-centered, all this stuff. And so I saw a little snippet of a podcast of a 31-year-old talking about the legacy he's going to leave. I go, you don't even know who you are yet. What are you talking about? So there's this new pressure that I have not seen in other generations
That's true.
because there is more availability of the consciousness spiritual realms. So that's what I mean by spiritual materialism. It gets very corrupted very easily because of the Instagram. That's the program, that's the dark side's program to keep people, So, I mean, I use it, but I know how to use it. But I mean, it's like,
I also use it, but I know I'm not. I just started an Insta now, because I had an Insta and a Facebook, and then it was hacked, so I cannot commit. So it's totally destroyed. So I had to make,
wow.
yeah. So I had to make a new one. So it's a lot of hackers out there. So that's the dark side or the dark. They train people to kind of hack account. So yeah. But I in the start is like, oh no, because I had 2,400 friends and then I start zero. So it was like, ugh.
Wow.
So I'm just in the beginning again. So I just started a new account and I think, okay, I'm now at my divine design. So it's like, okay, I have reborn. So I see it as a part of my rebirth. I choose to see it that way because, yeah. So, and in Instagram, I don't think I have friend. I've just opened it, so I don't have clicked any friends. So I just made myself a account on Instagram. So, yeah. But it's me reborn.
Yes. Yeah, well, we always come into a higher frequency with that. And so whatever's on the outside will come in to support that frequency is a thing.
Wow, we went really big on it is go time. It is go time. We went into the suicide, we went into the high divine design, human design, and wow. Yeah, and that's when we go with the divine flow, we never know, as you say. We think we are in control, but it's like, no, the divine flow goes the way it wants to go. So it's just to open to go with it.
Yeah, really, there's nothing to do. There's absolutely nothing to do is the thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tara, for this.
Well, thank you. This has been fantastic. I really appreciate you. This is exciting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Anne Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity. May the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.